Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Welcome to Bible Issues, where we teach you to hear God's voice in the Bible. Whatever your situation, you can find God's direction in His Word. We are Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi.
Romans chapter 12, verse 3 says, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." What does that expression mean, a measure of faith? The typical understanding is that when we hear the word measure, we're thinking of an amount between 0 and 100. For example, you get a score on a test. The score measures how well you know the content. So somebody who scores a 90, they got an A. Somebody who scored 60 just probably gets a C. And if somebody who scores 30 gets an F, they failed. And we measure the score on a continuous scale from 0 to 100. And when we hear the term measure of faith, we are thinking as well, that's how it is. We look at the different Christians out there, the different ministers, and we say some of them are real spiritual. They walk with God. They're always hearing from God. They always have some word or some prophecy. Or when they preach, you feel the hair on your skin raising up. And we think these people have great faith. And then regular Christians, they just have medium-sized faith. And the weak Christians, they have little faith, OE of little faith. And in the last session, we talked about what OE of little faith really meant. It really meant that you have no faith. So the whole concept of faith being measured on a scale is not really what the Bible is teaching. We saw in the last session, when the disciples prayed and they asked Jesus, "Lord, increase our faith," Jesus corrected them right away. He said, "If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can just say to this tree, be uprooted and planted into the sea, and it will obey you." So he made it very clear. You don't need more faith. You just need faith. Faith is an on and off switch. It's a pass or fail. It's either you pass, you have faith, or you don't have faith. There are no degrees of faith. Let me ask you this question. Who is more anointed, T.D. Jakes or Benny Hinn? And some of you might even think for a while about that. Some of you might say Benny Hinn because he heals the sick. Some of you might say T.D. Jakes because he preaches up a storm. The truth is, there is no such thing as more anointed. That is a carnal concept. And I'll show you again from that Romans 12 scripture we just read. That the very fact that somebody will think this person is more anointed than that person proves that that thinking is carnal. It's carnally minded. Because there is no such thing as more anointed. You could only be anointed to do what God called you to do. So essentially, Benny Hinn has a Benny Hinn anointing. T.D. Jakes has a T.D. Jakes anointing. For as we have many members in one body, all the members do not have the same function. And in another scripture, he pointed out that what we tend to do, we tend to give priority to certain members, which we think are more important, but they're really not. The body of Christ is like a human body. There are hands, there are feet, there are toes and fingers, there's a heart, a head, hair. And somebody was joking with me one time. They said everybody has a rare end. And the same thing is true with the body of Christ. There are a lot of rare ends and you just have to deal with them in love. But even those people are important in the body of Christ. Because I know somebody not too long ago who died because he had a bowel blockage and he couldn't get stuff out. all of these people who we think are annoying or who we think are trivial and minor, they are all important in the body of Christ. And what the term measure of faith, what it means is that each person has been given a measure of responsibility, and you have been given faith to do what you are called to do. That's it. That's what the term measure of faith means. So Jesus is not saying, or Paul rather is not saying, that if the foot has enough faith, it could become a hand. No, that is not the idea at all. The idea behind this is that everybody should be content to do what God called them to do. We should not think of ourselves more highly than we ought to. So any kind of thinking that puts people on a pedestal because we think they have great faith, that is the exact opposite of faith. Because the measure of faith makes us sober. It makes us not think of ourselves more highly than we ought to. There is no room for boosting. And the reason we put people on a pedestal is because we think certain preachers are more anointed than others. And the parts of the body that we think are the most important, these are the ones we consider to be the most anointed. But that is carnal thinking. Every part is anointed to do what that part is called to do. And a measure of faith simply means everyone has been given responsibility, and you have been given faith to do what you were called to do. Now, although faith cannot be increased, we know that the Bible teaches responsibility could be increased. For example, if God gave you 5 talents and you are faithful with those 5 talents, God could increase it to 10. So God didn't increase your faith, but rather he increased your responsibility as he found you faithful with little things. Or if you were not faithful with the little things, he could take the responsibility away. But it's not the faith that increases or decreases. It is the responsibility. So a leg could never become a hand. A leg could just become a stronger leg. And the same thing is true with us in the body of Christ. I could never be as anointed as T.D. Jakes because I was never called to do what T.D. Jakes is doing. I am called to do what I am doing. I am only anointed to teach God's word. That's it. And I don't pretend to be anything else. Now, let's look again at Luke chapter 17. The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. Verse 6. So the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this tree, be rooted and cast into the sea, and it will obey you. So it's the same idea. Faith cannot be increased. It is either you have faith or you don't have faith. The measure of faith is simply an expression that means God has given you faith. It doesn't mean that measure could be increased. Let's continue reading from verse 7. Which of you, having a servant plowing or tending sheep, will say to him when he has come in from the field, come in at once and sit down to eat? But will he not rather say to him, prepare something for my supper, and gird yourself and serve me till I have eaten and drunk, and afterwards you will eat and drink? Does he thank the servant because he did what was commanded of him? I think not. So likewise you, when you have done all the things which you are commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have only done what was our duty. Very interesting parable. You probably never heard a sermon preached on that particular scripture. Essentially, to paraphrase, Jesus said, if you have a servant in the field and he's coming home from the field tired, do you feel sorry for him and say, take a rest? No. You say, finish your job. Finish doing all that you were hired to do. You were hired to serve me. Prepare my food. Make sure I am not hungry. Then when you are finished serving me, then you could take care of yourself. And you don't thank the servant because he did what was his job. And then he told us to confess, we are unprofitable servants. So in other words, you cannot do more than what God called you to do. You cannot have more faith than what God has given you. You could do less, but you cannot do more. So when we place people on a pedestal because we think that they are so anointed and because they have so much faith, they have great faith, the truth of the matter is they are just unprofitable servants. They could only do what God called them to do. God has given them a lot of responsibility, but they cannot outdo God. They cannot surprise God on Judgment Day and end up doing more than what He called them to do. They could only do what God called them to do. It is just that simple. And here's an interesting thing. Jesus told us to confess that we are unprofitable servants. Now we know, according to another parable, that on Judgment Day, Jesus will say to some people, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord." That was God's assessment of us. But He told us to confess we are unprofitable servants. Isn't that interesting? Because there is a whole movement in the church today about self-esteem. We must have self-esteem. There are Christians with low self-esteem. And we counsel them. We lay hands on them every week so that their self-esteem could be boosted. But does God really care about our self-esteem? The Bible talks about denying yourself, taking up your cross and following. The Bible talks about not thinking of yourselves more highly than you ought to. Paul himself said, all of the things that were considered gain to him, he has counted loss. He has counted them dung. They are rubbish, that I may gain Christ. He said, all of those things are nothing compared to the knowledge of Christ. I put all of those things behind me, that I may press forward towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. All of those things are just rubbish. Paul also said, I am the least of the apostles, although in my humble opinion, I think Paul was the greatest of the apostles. But in his own judgment, he was the least. So if you ask Paul about self-esteem, Paul would essentially say, self-esteem, schmelf-esteem. Self-esteem meant nothing to Paul. The only thing that meant anything to Paul was denying himself, dying daily, and following Christ. If you have a problem with self-esteem, let me tell you this. You don't need to increase your self-esteem. You need to understand that the sacrifices that God desires are contrite and a broken heart. Just humble yourself before God. Just throw yourself at God's feet. David said, I'm a worm. Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am. I'm the least of the apostles. They were doing exactly what Jesus said. After all the great work that they did, they just confess we are unprofitable servants. Because these guys understood that when you really have faith, there is no room for boasting. Let each of you not think of themselves more highly than they ought to. That is true faith. If you truly had faith, you will not put anybody on a pedestal, and you certainly would not put yourself on a pedestal, because the thinking that says this one is more anointed than that one, or this one has more faith than that one, that is carnal thinking. With true faith, there is no boasting. True faith does not put yourself on a pedestal. True faith is humble before God. Humble yourself before God, and God will exalt you in due time. A measure of faith simply means a measure of responsibility that God has placed you in a certain part of the body, and you just have to be faithful, doing what God called you to do. Nothing more, nothing less.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you, and hope you join us next time. Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Indira Rampal Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.